You heard 101 strings. I don't know who was counting them, but I'm sure they were all there. And their version of a piece called Traditional Irish Suite, up in the northwest of Ireland, the lovely city of Derry. Now, you pay your money, you take your choice. You can call it Derry or Londonderry. But the most popular song about Derry was written by Phil Coulter. That was the song, The Town I Love So Well. I seem to remember I played Paddy Riley's version of it a couple of weeks ago. But here's another song that was written before that. It's a song sung for us here by Trudy Lawler. And she's singing about lovely Derry on the banks of the Foyle. The Foyle is the river on which Derry stands. And Derry is one beautiful city, friends.
A place of great fame, and it lies to the north. Now I'll tell you its name. 'Tis my own little birthplace, and it's on Irish soil, and they call it lovely Derry on the banks of the Foyle. Now I courted a wee girl, for her age was 19. She was the fairest colleen that ever you've seen. For her cheeks were like roses, and her hair waved in coil, and she came from lovely Derry on the bank. Of the Foyle. I was young, I was restless, like the rest of the boys. I had not many sorrows, nor yet many joys. I worked hard for a living, all day I did. On the banks of the Foyle. Now when I make a fortune, then to home I will go, to the dear land of my boyhood, to the sweet girl I know.
I'll tell you a little anecdote about that particular song and a memory jogger for me. One time in my life, I lived and worked in Ballina, County Mayo. I worked and sang and played with the Jack Ruan Band. We did a lot of the usual touring around the country, and a couple of times a year we would go to the UK and do tours of the Irish clubs over there. And then an odd time we'd go to the US and we'd do all the Irish scene over there. On one of our US tours, I remember we were playing in a very large centre in New York. Don't think it's there now, but we didn't close it down. And a man came to me after we'd finished and said, "I'm a bit disappointed. I thought you might have sung Lovely Derry on the Banks of the Foyle." And Joe's face got slightly red because Joe didn't know it. But one of the boys in the band knew it, and he said, "I'll be back tomorrow and see if you might do it for me then." In the early hours of the morning, I learnt that song and we did a bit of an arrangement for the band. And the next evening, we sang it and he was delighted, and so were the crowd, actually. But that was Lovely Derry on the Banks of the Foyle. And every time I hear it now, I think of that night in New York. Ah, happy days. This next track is not an Irish song. Well, and it's not even sung by an Irish group. First of all, the song was written by Johnny Cash. You know what's coming, don't you? 40 Shades of Green. And it's sung for us by the Browns. It's a good job it wasn't 40 Shades of Brown sung by the Greens.
I close my eyes and picture the emerald of the sea, from the fishing boats that dingle to the shores of Donadie. I miss the River Shannon and the folks at Skippery, the Midlands and the Moorlands, and the 40 Shades of Green. But most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. And most of all, I miss her arms and hair so long and brown. Again, I want to see into the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as chamois and her 40 shades of green. I wish that I could spend an hour at Dublin's churning surf. I'd love to watch the farmers bend the bulbs and spade the turf. To see again the thatching of the straw the women glean. I'd walk from court to lawn to see the 40 shades of green. But most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. And most of all, I miss her arms and hair so long and brown. Again, I want to see and do the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as chamois and the 40 shades of green.
"40 Shades of Green," sung for us there by the Browns. I just want to explain a little about one of the lines in that where it says, "I'd walk from Cork to Larne to see those 40 shades of green." Cork is way down in the south and Larne is way up in the north. So you'd walk the whole length of Ireland to see those 40 shades of green. And that's what they say here in Ireland. Ireland is so green that there's 40 shades of green in any part of Ireland. Song, as I said, written by Johnny Cash. They did alter the lyrics a little bit, but nevertheless, it was nice. Well, I thought so anyway. Now we come to the second of those emails I mentioned at the beginning of the programme. This one comes from one of our Irish listeners, Sue. I have a sister, Sue, God bless her. And she says, "Joe, a couple of weeks ago on the programme, you played a track by Val Dunigan. I've always been a big Val Dunigan fan, thought he was a wonderful artist. And I wonder if you had his version of When You Were Sweet 16. I'm almost sure he recorded it. I think I had it on an album some years ago, but seem to have lost it." Well, Sue, you're right. He did record When You Were Sweet 16. I'm going to play it for you now, But before I do, just to point out that, for those who don't know, Val Doonican hailed from County Waterford here in Ireland and made a name for himself touring the country, first of all, with various travelling shows, before emigrating over to London and making a huge name for himself, first of all in the Irish clubs, and then he went on to BBC Radio, and then he went on to BBC Television, where he became an icon. Millions of people tuned in every week to watch the Val Doonican show. And he was sort of, how can I put it, he was a sort of Jim Reeves type singer. I had the pleasure of meeting him twice. I thought of a thorough gentleman. Here, enough of my prattle. For Sue and for all Val Doonican fans, his version of When You Were Sweet 16.
When first I saw the love light in your eyes, I dreamed the world held naught but joy for me. And even though we've drifted far apart, I never dreamed but what I dream of thee. I love you as I've never loved before. Since first I met you on the village green, come or my dream of love is o'er. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet 16. As I've never loved before. Since first I met you on the village green, come to me, or my dream of love is o'er. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet
16. Fading away into the sunset, that was Val Doonican, and When You Were Sweet 16, There was a big hit by the Furies they had some years ago. But I remember growing up, we had a scratchy old 78 of Al Jolson singing that somewhere along the way. Their good version from Val Doonican. Now, here's an artist we don't have too often on Sounds Irish, because I haven't got an awful lot of his material. He sings mainly country and Irish. He's a very good country singer. Mick Galvin. But this time he's singing a lovely song called Jenny.
Jenny, my own true loved one, I'm going far from thee. Out on the bounding billows, out on the dark blue sea, how I shall miss you, my darling, then when the storm Jenny, when far from me, love, and on the ocean deep, will you then dream of me, love? Will you your promise keep? Soon I'll return. Kiss every tear from your eye, then Jenny, we'll be together. Wait till the clouds roll by. Wait. Jenny, my own true love one, wait till the clouds roll by. Wait till the clouds roll by. Wait till the clouds roll by. Jenny, my own true love one, wait till the clouds roll by. Jenny, my own true love one, wait till the clouds roll by.
Ah, that was nice, wasn't it? Mick Galvin and Jenny. A lovely song. Now, here's a bunch of lads who are really very talented. I play them on the programme every so often, but I'm a bit excited because this week I got a new album of theirs. And I'm going to play you a track from it. The track is a track that we all know so well. Well, most of us do. It was recorded by a number of people, including Sharon. Shannon had a go and one or two other people. But listen to how the High Kings treat Galway Girl. And this will set your feet tapping. unless you're driving the car or in the bath.
Well, I took a stroll on the old long walk of a day, I-A-I-A. I met a little girl and we stopped to talk of a fine soft day, I-A.
And I asked you, friend, what's a fella to do? Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue. And I knew right then I could take in a whirl round the Salt Hill Prom with a Galway girl. We were halfway there when the rain came down of a day, asked me up to her flat downtown of a fine soft day.
And I ask you, friend, what's a fella to do? Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue. So I took her hand and I gave her a twirl. And I lost my heart to a Galway girl.
I woke up, I was all alone, with a broken heart and a ticket home.
And I ask you now, tell me what would you do if her hair was black and her eyes were blue? You see, I travel around, I've been all over this world, but I've never seen nothing like a Galway girl.
High Kings and their version of Galway Girl. And I think even my guide dog's feet were tapping on that one with a good arrangement there. Now, a couple of weeks ago on the programme, I played a Sonny Knowles track. I think it was When I Leave the World Behind. It was a result of an email I got from a listener who told me I didn't play enough Sonny Knowles. I explained to you all about Sonny Knowles, known as the window cleaner. I'm going to play another track from Sonny now. And this one has happy memories for me. It's a memory jogger because I can remember accompanying Sonny on a number of occasions, and on one particular occasion I played this, I accompanied him singing this particular song, and he made me get up from the keyboard and walk to the front of the stage and take the bow because he was so impressed with what I'd done. But enough of my prattle, listen to Sonny Knowles and his version of My Lovely Rose and You.
The world is always beautiful with someone to share the way. That's how it was when I met you. Each dawn brought a beautiful day. But now it seems to me it's winter where spring used to be. The lovely rose has lost her crimson gown, and autumn leaves have tumbled over town. The skies have changed their shade of blue, and I have lost my lovely world and you. But some soon the clouds will drift away. And spring will bring another lovely day. When like a miracle come true, I'll wait to find my lovely world and you.
My lovely Rose and you from Sonny Knowles. Okay, this time I'm having an unusual song. Well, let me explain. It's about an Irish highwayman. Well, they didn't have many of those. They had lots of them in the UK, I'm aware of that. But in Ireland, we didn't have too many highwaymen. But we did have one very famous one, Willie Brennan. And I let the Clancy brothers tell you all about Willie Brennan on the moor.
He had some a brave young highwayman, this story we will tell. His name was Willie Brennan, and in Ireland he did dwell. 'Twas on the Kilworth Mountains he commenced his wild career, and many a wealthy nobleman before him shook with fear. And it's Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, a bold, brave and undaunted. 'Twas young Brennan on the moor. One day upon the highway, yes, Willie went down. He met the mayor of Cashel, a mile outside the town. The mayor, he knew his features, and he said, young man, said he, your name is Willie Brennan, you must come along with me. And it's Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, all brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor. Now Brennan's wife had gone to town, provisions for to buy, and when she saw her Willie, she commenced to weep and cry. She handed him a blunderbuss from underneath her cloak. For young Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, all brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor. Now with this loaded blunderbuss that could I well unfold, he made the mare to tremble and he robbed him of his gold. £100 was offered for his apprehension there, so he went horse and saddle to the mountains did repair. Did young Brennan
yourself. The Clancy brothers telling us all about young Brennan on the moor by a false-hearted woman he was cruelly betrayed. And now we come to a group that I feel got more recognition outside of Ireland than they did here at home. I'm speaking of the Chieftains. They spent a lot of time touring the world, like other Irish groups such as the High Kings and Celtic Woman. But here they're singing a song that, well, I think started life from Dermot O'Brien. They're singing all about the Galway Shawl, near Oran Mór in the County Galway, which is a lovely little town in Galway. One pleasant evening. Look, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll let them sing it for you. The Chieftains and the Galway Shawl.
Near Oran Mór, in the County Galway, one pleasant evening in the month of May, I spied a damsel. She was fair and handsome, and her beauty nearly took my breath away. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint of powder, oh no, none at all. Wore a bonnet with ribbons on it, and round her shoulder was a Galway shawl. She kept on walking, and she kept on talking, till her father's cottage it came into view. Said she, come in, sir, and meet my father, and pray to please him, the foggy Jew. I fed the blackbird, the stag of Arney, or Rodney's glory, and the foggy sang each note like an Irish linnet, till tears come into her eyes so blue. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint of powder, oh no, no. But my heart remains with that Galway shawl.
She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, oh no, none at all. She wore a bonnet with ribbons on it, and round his shoulder was a Galway shawl.
And around her shoulder was a Galway shawl. That was a version by the Chieftains. I like that one. Now, we're having another ballad group now. And this one, well, it was very popular in the late 60s and early 70s. Sweeney's Men. I've got a feeling, however, that this is not an Irish song. I wouldn't bank on it, though. Don't quote me on it either. But it's Sweeney's Men and the Heartfelt Cry of a Maiden. You'll get the idea.
Mm-hmm. I have often heard it said from me father and me mother that going to a wedding is the makings of another. Well, if this be so, then I'll go without a bidding. Oh, it's kind providence, won't you send me to a wedding? For it's all dear me. How will it be if I die an old maid in the garret? Oh, now there's my sister Jean. She's not handsome or good looking. Scarcely 16 and the feller she was courting. And now she's 24 with a son and a daughter. Here am I 45 and I've never had an offer. And it's all dear me. How will it be if I die an old maid in the garret? I can cook and I can sew, I can keep the house right tidy, rise up in the morning and get the breakfast ready. But there's nothing in this wide world would make me half so cheery as a wee fat manny who would call me his own dearie. And it's all dear me. How will it be if I die an old maid in the garret? Oh, come landsman or come tinsman, come tinker or come tailor, come fiddler or come dancer, come ploughboy or come sailor, come rich man, come poor man, come fool or come witty, come any man at all that would marry me for pity. And it's all dear me. How will it be if I die an old maid in the garret? Oh, will I the way home, for there's nobody heeding, there's nobody heeding to poor Annie's pleading. And I'll away home to my own wee bit garret. If I can't get a man, then I'd surely get a parrot. For it's all dear me. How will it be if I die an old maid?